Turning now to Asia, North Korea denied today that leader Kim Jong-il is seriously sick. North Korea's second-in-command, Kim Jong-nam, said there was no problem, and a senior diplomat also said reports about Kim Jong-il's health were not true. Speculation has intensified that Kim may have taken ill after he missed a parade yesterday commemorating the communist state's founding over 60 years ago. In South Korea, President Lee Myung-bak convened an emergency meeting today in the capital, Seoul, to discuss the situation with senior aides. Journalist Frank Smith, who is based in South Korea, says that despite media speculation, some analysts have been cautious about reading into the situation.
The speculation has been that Kim Jong-il is critically ill, and that doctors from China and one French doctor are in North Korea right now treating him. There are also reports that he collapsed on August 22nd, although again, those are unconfirmed. So really here in South Korea, there's just a lot of speculation about his ill health. Most analysts you speak to are very cautious about reading into this too much, and they also say it could have other sort of implications in that he may have a big decision, maybe taking a respite from public appearances in order to make some type of big decision. Of course, we have this controversy with the six-party talks being stalled right now, and North Korea also working to perhaps rebuild its Yongbyon reactor in waiting for the U.S. to remove it from the terrorism sponsoring state list. So there are other issues that may be inspiring Kim Jong-il to remove himself from public sight.